Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Peites. Peites, continuing our discussions of employer and employee relationships, we are discussing the mitzvah and the asay and the lo asay of a poel working in the field of a employer. And while he's working in the field, b'shas gemar malacha, he's allowed to take grain and produce and eat of it. He can't take it home with him, but he could eat it in the field. So the Gemara's source of this is the Isser, is the Lo Saseh in Parshas Kisei. It's Lo Sachsum Shor B'disho. Person is not allowed to muzzle his animal while the animal is working. So there is a well-known klal that we learn from that pasuk. That pasuk seems to be a very minute, specific Aveira, and that is what the Gemara discusses here. The Gemara doesn't discuss the following, but that Isser is used in the other context, and that is right next to that pasuk. The next pasuk is Arbaim Yakenelo Yosef, right? The source for Malkus, giving 39 lashes for anyone who does an Aveira for every lav. So Chazal learned that because of that juxtaposition, that the lav is next to, the marker for Malkus is next to Losasam Sharpadisho, so the only time you get Malkus, for which Averis do you get Malkus? Oh, it has to be Dumya de lav tachasima. It has to be similar to the lav of muzzling. So that is why it has to have an action. Just like muzzling an animal has an action, so to only allow them to have an action get Malkus. A lav she'ein bo maisa does not get Malkus. And there's a big question how to define a lav she'ein b'maisa. What if it can be done by a maisa, but you don't do it with a maisa? What if you did it with a maisa, but it could be done without a maisa? Different discussion in the Rishonim. But that's the makar for lav she'ein b'maisa, ain't lokan alav. That's the makar for lav she'nitak la'asei, ain't lokan alav. Any lav that you could fix with an asei, you don't get malchus for, because domi de lata chasima. Only lata chasima you cannot fix. Only lavim that you cannot fix. Only a lav that's not nitan la'saras misas bezdin. Meaning if there's a lav that you can theoretically get misa for, but it's a case where you got Malkus. Let's say somebody's about to be Mechal Shabbos, and the Edom say, you know what, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get Malkus. I mean, the wrong Asra. They're going to get killed with Mezen and Asra. So that's a lav that could potentially lead to Mises Besdin. So that also is not Dumya de lav tachasima, and that's why one doesn't get Malkus. One final one, and that is lav shebeklalos, a general lav. Lav shebeklalos, lav tachasima is a specific lav, so a lav shebeklalos also is not similar to the lav tachasima, and therefore, says the Sifri and Dvarim, that's the source of this, you don't get malchus for it. There is a discussion about lav shebeklalos, just to mention it, and then we will move on to the specific discussion of Disha in the Gemara, and that is a discussion in Sanhedrin of Sambal Gimel. The Gemara there has the models lav shebeklalos, and that is lo sochlu al hadam. You're not allowed to eat al-hadam. So what does that mean? So the Gemara has six or seven different halachos that we learn from losochlu al-hadam. You're not allowed to eat an animal before it is dead. Losochlu al-hadam. Davar achel lo tochlu basar v'adayin dam b'mizrach. You cannot eat basar of a carbon while the dam is still before it's sprinkled. Rabbi Dosa says that you don't have a sudas havra'a, that the Avelim don't have a special Suda by Haruge Bezdin. Rabbi Kiva says, how do you know that if the Bezdin is putting somebody to death, they have to fast the whole day? Lo sochlo al adam. What's the Isser of Aben Saramara? Lo sochlo al adam. All of these makoros. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, I think, around there, has another makar. Another halacha learned from Lo sochlo al adam, and that is, you're not allowed to eat before davening. Lo sochlo lefnei she'atem mispalim al dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven for your blood. So that's an example of a lav shebeklalos, and therefore you don't get malchus. Tosfos and the Ramban both deal with the question of how we are able to give malchus on the losasa called malacha by yantif. Right? If I violate malacha on yantif, on Shabbos it's a misa, on yantif it's malchus. Why, asked Tosfos right there in Sanhedrin Sama Kimmel, why isn't the isser of doing malacha on yantif a lav shebeklalos? It includes so many different malachas. On Shabbos, we're not talking about Malkus, that's Misas. That's why the question doesn't come up. But he asks Tosfos, why are you here? B'hadam, reading Parakama debates, Tosfos says, Mevashel Gidonash B'yantif Lo Kechamesh, if you cook a Gidonash on Yantif, you did five Averis, and one of them is cooking on Yantif, and it's not called a Lav Shabbat, because cooking on Yantif Shalol Litzorech, so it's not called a Lav Shabbat Klalos, why not? Why isn't Yantif a Lav Shabbat Klalos? So to answer that question, is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos there says, Dechziv Komalach Tavadol Asasu, the hasa mefarish tvei dechsiv avoda dimishtama kol malacha shehi avoda. What does the Torah say by yantif? It says lo saase kol malacha. Every malacha, it's as if it was said in the Torah. We're not learning darshaning six different things from the pasuk of lo saase kol malacha. We darshan lo sochlo al adam this way and that way and this way and that way. That's a lav shebeklalos. You darshan six different things. But here we're saying the pshuto shel mikra, losasa kol malacha, includes everything. it's not general, but it includes, it's as if it's a general law, it includes everything, and therefore there's no one halacha competing with another halacha. It's all learned out from the pasuk of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. That is what Tosfos says. The Ramban in the Shurashim, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban is in Shoresh Tes, where he discusses this, and what is the Rambam Shita? The Ramban says that the answer to the Tosfos question is that all Malacha and Yantif is what's called Shem Echad. You're doing the malachas in different ways. You're doing different malachas, but it's really all one idea. You know how to do malacha. How is it? How do you not do malacha? Plowing, sowing, all of these are different forms of doing the same thing. So that's why it's not in the problem of a lav shebe klalos. The way Rav Rosenzweig formulated this discussion, Tosfos and the Ramban, about what is a lav shebe klalos, is it a lav hakolel that includes many different things? And if it's a lav hakolel that includes many different things, that's a lav shebe klalos. But according to the Ramban, this is not a lav shebe klalos because it's shem echad. It's only including one thing. Tosfos says no, lav shebe klalos is not lav hakolel, but lav klali. It's a general lav that includes many things. Tosfos holds Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. It's as if it says every specific thing in the Torah. So that's why it is not a lav shebe klalos. There's more. Rav Shechter in Eretz Tzvi and Siman Lamed Vav has a whole piece on lav shebe klalos discussing this Tosfos and the Ramban. But again, the source of it all is that it's not dumya. The lav tachasima next to the source of malchus is next to the makar of Lo Sasa Sharbetisho, and therefore we learn that a lav shebe klalos you don't get malchus for. Okay, so that's where we're in the middle of this discussion of disha. So we continue now. Yes, it's all learned out from the fact that it's juxtaposed. So let's go sixth line, Peites Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. We're actually starting on today's daf. Tanu Rabbanan, Dayish. The pasuk talks about disha of threshing. Why specifically that act? So ma Dayish miyuchad, davar shekidule karka upal ochabo. Just like disha has to do with something that grows from the ground, has to do with the grain that you're threshing. Upal ochabo, and the paul could eat from that. Af kol shekidule karka upal ochabo. So to anything that grows from the ground, a paul can eat from. Yotza hacholev v'hamachabetz v'hamagabein she'en gedule karka. Excluding somebody who's milking their friend's, their employer's cow. If I'm milking my employer's cow, I cannot take any of that milk, because the cow is not considered gedule karka. V'hamachabetz, making some other dairy products. V'hamagabein, making cheese. She'en gedule karka. All these things are not gedule karka. V'hain paul ochabo. And therefore the paul cannot eat. It has to be dumya de disha. The Ritva here points out, I think we alluded to this yesterday already, here, animals are considered not growing from the ground. They're not gedule karka. Pirish says the Ritva, she'en yonkin min hakarka, dum yedadayish. They do not get their nourishment. They don't live. They're not connected to the ground. They're not yonik. They're not nourished from the ground. Animals aren't connected to the ground. Says the Ritva, umasha kaza bebrachas. There are other gemaras that talk about animals being considered gedule karka. For example, by Meister Shani, what do you have to buy for with your Meister Shani money in Yerushalayim? Previ gedule karka, and you can buy an animal. That's the highest level. You bring buy an animal in the in Yerushalayim. So you see, Baal Chaim are considered gedule karka. Says the Ritva, Hasam Lomar she gedelim al yedei isve hakarka. No, that just means that it lives off of items that are on the ground, but not that it is yonek min hakarka. So the words gidule karka, you never know till you look in the Rishonim, doesn't mean yonek min hakarka or live off the ground. So it comes up here by Disha. It comes up by Meiser Sheini. It also comes up, this is what we mentioned yesterday, in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes in Perek Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, Hadashka Grogeris Chayiv. Somebody threshes the size of a grogeris, that's the shear for Malacha on Shabbos. Chayiv, your chayiv. Ve'ein Disha ele begidule karka. And Disha only applies by Gidule Karka. In the very next line, the Rambam says, Mefarek is a tolta of Dash. What is Mefarek? What's an example of Mefarek? Cholev is a behema. You milk a cow. Milk a cow, you're chayiv for Mefarek, which is Dash. So in the first line of the Halacha, the Rambam says, Disha is only by Gidule Karka. In the very next line, he says, if you milk an animal, so then you're chayiv for Mefarek, which is Dash. And then in the next line, Chovel, if a person wounds their friend. If I give somebody a black and blue mark on Shabbos, I'm chayiv. That's Chavala. What malacha is that? So that's fascinating. We mentioned in the past, the Gemara says, you're chayav for chovel on Shabbos, wounding. Which malacha is wounding? Three shittas in the Rishonim. The Rambam holds wounding is dash. The Rashi says in Shabbos, maybe it's soveya. Others say maybe it's shochet. Malikala kula, malikala palga, malikala kula. What's the difference if you hurt him a little bit or kill him a lot? So that's chovel. So says the Rambam in this halacha, that dash includes, it's only by gedule karka, and it includes animals and people. So what do you mean? If you read our Gemara, says animals are not gedulei karka. So you have to answer, and this is what the Magen Mishnah writes there. Avo bisha amru indisha ele begedulei karka, behema nikreis gedulei karka, umuvur biksas makomos b'talmud. If you look in various Gemaras, they have this definition. So again, in every context in halacha, the definitions might not exactly be the same. We discussed this back also at the beginning of Perek HaZahav, when we discussed what is, I'll tell you exactly where it was, on the bottom of Mem Dal and Mem Beis, when we discussed relative and absolute definitions in terms of Mekach u'Memkar, whether something is considered money, is considered currency, is considered an object. So we discussed that there as well. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, so a worker is only allowed to take from things, items that grow from the ground. Says the Gemara, Lamali, what do you need a makar for that for? A special limud from Disha. Mi ki savo bakarim reyachanafka. You know it from the example given is a karim, is a vineyard. You don't have to have the makar from Disha. So itzrech, no, you learn it. You need it. Because we learned yesterday that it says the word kama, things that grow, to include all things that grow. Even items that don't grow from the ground. You like disha is an example of things that grow from the ground, but maybe kama includes even more. Kamash malon. That's why we learned that there is no more. Period. So that is the first brisa about disha. Tani yidach number two. Daish. Ma daish miyucha davar shebishas gemar malacha po alocha bo. Just like disha, threshing is unique in that. Only bishas gemar malacha, when the production stage is finished, when it's ready to eat, a paul could eat from it. Av kalshu bishas gemar malacha po alocha bo. So too, if that's the model the Torah gives, so only items that are bishas gemar malacha, when it's at the final stages, a paul could work, eat from it. Yotza, what is this excluding? Hamenachesh b'shumenu b'psalim. If I'm just weeding my friend's property, I'm not picking the onions, I'm not picking the garlic, they're still staying in the ground, it's not gemar malacha yet, so I am not allowed to take for myself. Ho'ol v'ein gemar malacha in po'ol ocha b'hen. Since there's no gemar malacha yet, the po'ol can't eat from it. Says the gemar lamali. Again, what do you need that pasuk for? Vel kal yichal osite nafka. We learned yesterday at the end of the daf that you learn it out from, don't take it in your kalim. So we learn out, it's at the time when you're putting it into the Balabais' kalim. If you're putting it into the Balabais' kalim, so then you're not allowed to put it into your kalim. So it's Bishas Gemar Malacha. So what do you need the limud from Tisha for? Answers the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, Afagav de Kamashlif Kitini mi Bene Alimi. What's the case? The case is, Rashi explains, you are taking out certain onions that are never going to get ripe. They're never going to get bigger. You're taking them out to give more space to the ones that are still in there. But the ones that are taken out, you're going to eat. So it's gemar malacha for those onions, even though it's not really gemar malacha for the entire field. So you are benefiting by taking them out. It is a gemar malacha for those. But the rest of them do not have a gemar malacha yet. So you might have thought there, hey, it's a gemar malacha for the ones I've taken out. So maybe I'm allowed to eat from there. That's the extra pasuk of comparing it to disha. That's what Rashi says at the end of Dibur Maskil Tika. Rashi says, the ikker pu'ula mishum tikkun gidulinhu. The ikker of what you're doing is not because you want these onions that never get big, but you're doing it to be mitzakein what's still there. Shei mechubar and va'omdin, the ones that are still mechubar. So that is why this, if you look at it in a larger picture, this would not be called gemar malacha, and therefore a paul would not be able to eat from it. So this is an interesting case. In other areas of halacha, you're taking some onions out, which you're going to eat, you're going to use, but you're doing it really for the good of the ground. What happens if you did this on Shabbos? You do this on Shabbos, you do an act on Shabbos that you want the item that you're picking out of the ground, but you also are benefiting the ground. Let's say you did it by accident. How many karbanos do you bring? How many malachas do you violate? So this is the discussion in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, beginning of Perek Klal Gadol, fourth lot or so, after the Mishnah with the malachas. So the Gemara there says, Amar of Kahana, Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. If I prune, and pruning means I'm doing it for the benefit of what's still there, the tree. V'tzarech le'etzim. But I need the wood, I need the branches that I'm cutting off, so I'm doing it both for what I need, which would be the malacha of kotzer, and I'm doing it for the ground, which is the malacha of zoreya. Any benefit to the ground is zoreya. Anytime you take something from the ground that you want, that's kotzer. Says the Rav Kahana, chayiv shtayim. You get two chatos, two karbanos. Achaz b'shem kotzer, v'achaz b'shem noteya. Right, kotzer and noteya. Big discussion in the Rishon, and what is the av? Is noteya an av? Is noteya tolda? But that's the Gemara says, you're chayiv two malachas. Tosas even there has a big chiddush. Tosas says, nireh, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? If I prune and I want what I'm picking, so I'm chayiv too. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Which Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda that holds malacha she'ein etzricha legufa chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do a malacha different, let's go with Tosfos' definition now, you do a malacha, but for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan, that's a machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayiv anyway. In the Mishkan, they dug a hole for the hole, but you dig it for the dirt. In the Mishkan, they caught things because they wanted item that they caught, and you're catching something because you don't want it to bite you. So that's the malacha she'en etzricha legufa. You're doing it for a different reason. You're turning off the light because you want to go to sleep, not because you want to create coals by extinguishing. So all of those are malacha she'en etzricha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayiv. So ask Tosfos 1 minute. According to Rabbi Yehuda, every time you prune, even if you don't want the etzim, you should still be chayiv too. Because you're doing the same exact act, which is a different kavana, so you should be chayiv anyway. Says Tosfos, no. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree here that Afilu Rabbi Yehuda b'dachayim b'lachas shenis yichal gufa be'idan sarach le'itzim. You need to want the wood in order to be chayav for kotzer as well. Why? De'lo mikri be'itzim kotzer ela be'inyin zeh. It's not called kotzer unless you have kavana for this. This is an example, and Tosfos is about to give two more. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, a malachas shenis yichal gufa chayav, sometimes kavana is definitional to the malacha on Shabbos. Even if he holds that you don't really need kavana, but that's in general. By certain malachas, if you don't have the right kavana, so then it's not called the malacha. And that's what Tosfos says here. If you don't want the etzim, it's not called the malacha. If we use English words to put into Tosfos, we would say, the malacha is not cutting or chopping. Because if the malacha was cutting or chopping, then Rabbi Yehuda would say chayv automatically. The malacha is harvesting. Harvesting assumes that you want what you are taking. And therefore, if you're just doing it not for what you want, that's not called harvesting. And that's what kotzer could be. And then he adds two more. Midi dahavi, just like, this is Ayin Gimel Amabes in Shabbos, akorei amanas litvar. If you tear something, amanas litvar. Let's say I tear something not to sew it back. So that's a rebuke. You don't want to say chayiv there. And Tosfos doesn't even say it's because it's makalkel, it's destructive. No. It's just, let's say you can find a case that's korea, that's not makalkel, that's not amanas litvar. Right, so then also, you would be patur according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umochik amanas liftov. Erasing amanas liftov, Tosfos says, is definitional. Right? Some say, let's say you do mochik. Let's say somebody, there's a piece of paper that says, Reuven, oh, I owe Reuven $100, and I erase it on Shabbos. So is that a destructive act? I erased, but I accomplished. I don't owe him $100 anymore. I erased it. So according to Tosfos, maybe you wouldn't be chayiv, because Tosfos says, mochik amanas liftov. It doesn't seem like he's saying it's just any tikkun. That's a discussion. The Bir Halacha discusses that in Hilchos Shabbos, but it could be that Tosfos says Amanas Liftov is part of the tzuras, part of the definition of the Malacha. But he says that by Zomer v'Zorach le'itzim as well. So this case that's brought up in our Gemara about cutting some, ripping up the onions, you want the onions, but you also are helping out the ground. That is a discussion in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, now we continue. Tanya Idach, third brisa related to Disha, Daish. Ma daish miyuchad davar shlo nigmar malachto lo meiser paul ochabo. Just like by here, this case, it's a case where, as we said yesterday, there is no chiyuv to take meiser off yet. It wasn't gram, it didn't have a gram malach for meiser paul ochabo, and therefore Paul is allowed to eat from it without taking off meiseris. I've called kol shlo nigmar malachto lo meiser paul ochabo. So too, anything that does not have gram malach for meiser yet, a Paul could eat from it. What is this excluding? Yatza habodal b'tmarmu begrogeris. Let's say you have dates and figs that are all attached together, and you are separating them. Bodel, from the word havdalah. You're separating them. You're splitting them. Ho v'nigmar malachto l'maiser in balochabo. Right. This is already had gemar malacha. You already put it into a pile. You smush them together. Now you're cutting them, separating them. So that had gemar malacha already. So a Paul cannot eat from it unless he takes off maiseris, and he can't because it's not his. I v'atanya habodal b'tmarmu begrogeris balochabo. We have another brisa that says a Paul can eat from, as he's separating from Tamar Mingrogros, Samara Papa, Kitanya Hi, Betuchlani. That's talking about Tuchlani. What are Tuchlani? So again, Rashi explains, bad dates, Tamarim Ra'im, She'ain Mispashlan Be'ilan, they never get ripe, Umachlisan Lakli, and Bakli Shal Kapos Tamarim. You bring them in, and you put them in a Kli, and they're called Tochalos, and they get warm, and they get cooked, and they get ready there. The kodem shenis bashlu kamer, and before they become ripe, so that is when you're allowed to take from them. So that is the discussion of tuchlin. Period. Tanya idach, fourth brisa that we're going to discuss. What do we learn from daish? Tanya idach, daish ma daish miyuchad davar shlo nigmar malachto lechala upol ochabo. Just like threshing is something that did not have a gemar malacha for chala yet. Let's say it is wheat. So wheat, obviously there's no chiyuv of challah while it's in the field. So there's no gemat, there's no chiyuv, and therefore the Paul could eat from it before taking off challah. I've called davar shalnigra malachto lechala Paul chobo. So too, anything that did not have the gemar malacha for challah, Paul, the Paul is allowed to eat from it. So what's that excluding? Yatza halosh v'hamikati v'ha'ofe. Excluding lush, somebody who needs v'hamikatef, and somebody who shapes the challah v'ha'ofe, and anybody who bakes the challah, sh'nigmar l'machta l'challah, sh'in da'in po l'ocha bo. At those stages, there's already a chiyuv of gemar malach. If I'm baking, if I have somebody's doing, I'm baking, I can't take off any of that dough. Because there's already been, the chiyuv of challah has already kicked in. When does the chiyuv of challah kick in? Chiyuv of challah kicks in, as Rashi says, yeah, there's a parallel chiyuv. Correct. There's a parallel chiyuv for chiyuv maisers and chiyuv of challah. So when does the chiyuv of challah kick in? So Rashi explains when the water and the flour touch each other and you start kneading it. Rashi says, "Alosh mishenasa namayim v'gilgel nuschayiv b'challah." Right when gilgol ha'isa starts, when you put the water and the flour together and you start kneading it, that's when the chiyuv kicks in. Period. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid here. What happens if you take off challah before this time? Before that, we had this discussion yesterday from Bigoran Beitzik, Dima Bishi Bol, and you take off Trumas and Maisis earlier. Similar discussion is had in Hilchas Bikurim. The Rambam and the Ravid discuss in Hilchas Bikurim. What if you take off challah before Gilgal? Let's say you put the water in, the water touched the flour, but you didn't knead it yet. So the Rambam says you're allowed to. You're allowed to take off that hafrasha would work. And the Ravid says, no, l'chad chili, for sure should not do it. Yeah, but the evidence will work, but l'chadchili, you surely should not do it. Right? So it's a machlokas. The Rambam says it's okay to prevent the chiyuv of challah, and the Ravid said no, it's better to let the chiyuv of challah be chal, and then be mafresh. Right? Is the hafrasha a mesir, a removal of a chiyuv, or is it a monea, is it a prevention of a chiyuv? So I once heard from Rabbi Sachs the following biur, l'shitaso, in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ramban, in Shoresh Yud Beis, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, argues on the Rambam. The Rambam has one mitzvah of Truma, Hafrasha and Nesina. Well, we have one mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina doesn't count two. One, and the Ramban says, no, it should be two. Brings Rayas. There should be one mitzvah of Hafrasha when you're Mafresh, and one mitzvah of Nesina. One of his Rayas is, look, a Kohen also has to be Mafresh. He has no mitzvah of Nesina, but he has to be Mafresh. That shows the Mafresha is separate from the Nesina. So the Rayas, the Ramban argues. The question is, what's the sheet of the Rambam? So if you look in the Nosei Kalim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's fascinating. There are three different sheetas in the Nosei Kalim. Some say the Rambam includes both in one mitzvah. There's Hafrasha, there's Nesina, but it's all one. Others say, no, really the Hafrasha is the Iker. The Hafrasha is the Iker. The Nesina is Sof Hafrasha. Let's just finish off the Hafrasha. But the Iker is the Hafrasha. And others say that, no, the Nesina is the Iker. And Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. The first step of giving it to the Kohen is the Hafrasha. Look at the Megillas Esther there, and the Leif Sameach, and the other Mefarshim, the Kinas Sofrim, they all have these formulations about what the real Shita of the Rambam is. But Rabbi Sachs suggested that if the Rambam, the Megillas Esther says, if the Rambam holds that the Iker is Nesina, and the Hafrasha just leads to that, that Hafrasha is not so important, it just leads to the Nesina, so maybe it could be the Rambam L'shitasa. The Rambam who says it doesn't make a difference, you don't have to wait for the Chiv to be Chal and have the Hafrasha as removing the Chiv. Do that Hafrasha whenever, even if it's preventing the Chiv. Because that Hafrasha is not so Iker anyway. So that is why the Rambam says it doesn't make a difference. You can do that Hafrasha early, and that's the Rambam L'shitasa, so you don't count that Hafrasha as a mitzvah. But according to the Ramban, and here we'll line up the Ramban with the Ravid, if you say Hafrasha is significant, then it's a separate mitzvah, so maybe there's a lachat chilin b'di'eved in terms of these the ways that you do it. And that's what the Ravid would say. No, the lachat chila way, if it's a mitzvah, you can talk this way. If the lachat chila way to do it is once the chiyuv is chal, kamash malan, then you would say the chiyuv is not chal. Again, there are other lishitasos. Another lishitaso Rabbi Sachs suggested was what we discussed yesterday. And that is, the Rambam holds that, what's chayiv and chumas and maaser? It's all fruit. We did not mention a shita of the Ravid yesterday. I thought that I didn't have time to mention it. The Rambam, if you remember, hold all fruit or chayiv daraisa. The Rashi and Tosfos hold only dog and tirosh v'yitzar. The Ravid has a middle shita. The Ravid quoted in the Kus of Shem, separate sefer. It's also quoted in the first Meleches Shlomo, one of the Mishnah Achrona, the first Mishnah Achrona in Meseches Maisros, in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayis, quotes this Ravid. The Ravid says that Meikar Hadin, like Rashi and Tosfos, only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. But if you want, you can do like the Rambam. And if you give from other fruit, it's recognized Mida Oraisa. In other words, you can volunteer Trumas and Maisros. That's the sheet of the Ravid. It says Rabbi Sacks beautifully, according to the Ravid, if we lined up the Ravid with the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah, it's a frush, is a mitzvah, and that's why you have to, you should, there's a lechatechila feel the way to do it later. So then you could volunteer mitzvahs. It makes sense to volunteer a mitzvah. You can volunteer other fruit. The Rambam would never say such a thing. Because according to the Rambam, that frush is a pure matir. It's a matir, so you can prevent the chiyuv of coming, and it's not a separate mitzvah. And here too, there's no lechatechila, there's no volunteering. It's all mechuyev, it's all mechuyev, so it all fits in. Okay, back to the Gemara. So says the Gemara, you can't, a kol is not allowed to eat when he is baking or shaping or kneading, because that's already, the chiyuv is already chal. Ask the Gemara 1 minute, nigmar l'machta l'maiser. The chiyuv of maiseris is way before the chiyuv of chala. So you'll never get to the chiyuv of chala. So what do you mean your kol is not allowed to eat if it's not chayiv and chala yet? But you'll never, it's never, there'll never be a hechi timsi of that, because the chiyuv of maiseris happens earlier in the field. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha b'chutz l'aretz askina, deleka maiser. No, we're talking about a chutz l'aretz, where there's only chala. This is all right. We take off chala in chutz l'aretz today. We don't take off ma'aser in chutz l'aretz. So he's talking about in chutz l'aretz. Ihachi chala nami leka. Well, what do you mean? Maybe there's no chala d'arais in chutz l'aretz either. So the Gemara answers, elal olam ba'aretz. We're really talking about in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo kasha b'shevesh akivshu b'shevesh achilku. We're talking about in the first 14 years after Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. At that time, what was the mitzias? Damar mar b'shevesh akivshu b'shevesh achilku nischayva b'chalav nischayva b'ma'aser. All the mitzias of Tullius Ba'aretz did not go into effect until after the 14 years, except for chala. Special based on a pasuk, chala kicked in right away. So at that time, this halacha applied. At that time, this halacha applied. Rashi quotes that until Shiloh was chosen, while it was in Gilgal, the first 14 years, while the Mishkan was in Gilgal, they didn't have a chiyuv. Only once the Mishkan got to Shiloh and had it was set there for 369 years, only then did other mitzvahs kick in. So says the Gemara let's just finish the next line, then we'll talk about this. So that's when the verse is referring to. It's referring to the time, those first 14 years. So the Gemara says, Midi Maisi Kagarim. What do you mean? You have to have Lamaisa Achiv of Maisris? Gemar Malacha Kagarim. The halach is about Gemar Malacha. It's not about whether there's a Chiv of Maisr or not. The halach is a Paul can only eat until the time that theoretically there is a Chiv of Maisris. Even if the Nichiv Maisris is not Lamaisa at a certain time in history, but still, it should go by the time, not by the Lamaisa need. So Elam Ravina Krofatani, fine, you're right. Put both Brisa number 3 and 4 that we quoted. It's really one big Brisa. Daish, ma daish miyucha davish lo nigmar malachto lamaiser ula chala upalocherbo. When is a Paul allowed to eat if there's no gemar malacha for either? Av kol shlo nigmar malachto lamaiser ula chala Paul ochel bo. Period. There's an interesting discussion which some of you I'm sure are thinking about, and that is, right, oh, this Brisa is talking about those 14 years. Who cares about those 14 years? As the Gemara sometimes says, my dahava hava, what happened happens. What do we have to have a Brisa? I mean, what was the halacha then? So generally, the Achronim find a mitzias, find an afkamina, that those halachas would apply again. This is discussed in Tosfos in Meseches Sanhedrin. Where's my Sanhedrin? You have it there? I don't know where it went, but maybe I left it in the base Medrash. The Tosfos in Meseches Sanhedrin discusses the Gemara discusses how many dayanim do you need to judge an ox that went up on Har Sinai when Hashem was there? How many judges do you need? So Tosfos there discusses Hilchas al-Mashicha. What do you need to know that halacha for? So some Rishonim there trying to figure out, is there any hechi timsi that halacha would be applicable in any later time? So that's the Tosfos discussion of Shor Sinai Bekama. By the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mandani Aretz says maybe that's why the Rambam left out this halacha. He left out this halacha of after chala because it's not afkamina b'zman hazeh. The Gemara could discuss it, but the Rambam is not going to mention it. Okay, vayit ibay lohu Paul ma'oshia havev ba'or v'yochal. Can a worker roast and toast in fire and eat? Right, we say that he's allowed to eat it in the field, and we say he's not allowed to take it home. Is he allowed to do something in the field to it to prepare it? Is that like what we said yesterday, dipping your grapes in something else, which is megarer the appetite, and therefore you're not allowed to do that, because then it's going to cause you to eat more than you're supposed to? Or is it mutter, because you're not doing anything, you're not adding anything external from here, you're just toasting it on a fire, so therefore, is it mutter or not? As we will see, this question is not answered in the Gemara. Tosfos and the Rush quote Lomaskana, one is not allowed to do this because it's a Savik Daraisa. Savik Daraisa the Chumra, therefore a worker would not be able to do this. The Ritva adds, though, that if one did it, then we're not motzi from him because it's a Savik Daraisa, and once he did it, he did it. But now let's go through some of the tries of the Rayas, even though there is no Lomaskana here. Tashma. Balabais is allowed to send out drinks to his workers of wine, so they don't eat so many of his grapes. He'd rather them drink his wine than eat his grapes that he wants to sell. Rashan Paulim Letavel Pita Metzir. Workers are allowed to dip their bread in seer, in a type of vinegary substance, Kadesh Yochlo Anavim Harbe, so that they eat a lot of grapes. Right? Kadesh Yochlo, they're allowed to do that. That's not considered Anavim B'davar Acher. It's not considered in salt, as we mentioned yesterday. But they're allowed to dip their bread, betzir. Right? They're not allowed to dip their grapes that they're taking, but their bread to be megar the appetite. So don't you see, isn't that similar to this case of roasting the actual item that you are picking and working with? Gemara said, no. La'achshure gavar lo kumi ba'ilan. A person is allowed to, for sure, do something himself with his bread, to get his appetite going, right? To make himself hungry. That's fine, to focus on the gavra. Kikami bailon lakshuri peira. The question is, what if you're changing the chefsa? That's our question here. Right? You're changing the object that you picked, you're toasting it, whatever you're doing, you're preparing with it with fire, without anything external. My, that's the question. Not focusing on the gavra's appetite, but on the chefsa. Are you allowed to do that, changing that? So Tashma, says the Brisa, Paul and Ochlin and Oven Barashi Umil Shalahem, workers are allowed to eat grapes at the front top of their rows. Rashi explains that the top of the rows are the ones that get the most sunlight, the grapes are the juiciest, so they're allowed to wait till they get to those, the top of the rows, to eat their grapes. Ubil vachel yahav ubar. Beferish, the Rizes says, as long as you don't put it in fire, as long as you don't prepare it. So the Gemara says, no, that brisa is not because they're not allowed to do that per se, because they're going to take too much. Hasa mishim bitul malacha. The only reason they're not allowed to do that is because they're going to waste time. They're going to be bitul malacha. They're working for an employer. It's going to take time to do hivhuv. And therefore, they're not allowed to do that. Right? Similar to what we had back in beginning of Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara talks about even benching. A worker might not be able or allowed to bench the whole benching because he is working. It's amazing. Every second that we're indebted to our employer, we have to work. So even though it's only going to take a minute or two, so what? Right? It could be Bizman Hazeh, where it's understood, lunch breaks, and it's understood that the employee will have some time to search the web for different things. Obviously, if the employer thinks that I'm working at that time, it could be a problem. But either way, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the only reason that Brisa might say Hivov is Asher is because of Bitul Malacha. Ki kami boilan hechadik ish dobanav. What if his wife and kids are around, so he could give it to them and he won't waste time? So what is the halacha there? So, Tashma, lo yahavi ba'or v'yochal. A person should not do it and eat it, should not roast it and eat it. V'lo yichmar ba'adamah v'yochal. He shouldn't put it in the ground in order to become mushy and tasty and then eat it. V'lo yafrachal rabisel v'yochal. He shouldn't smash it against a rock to be able to eat it. Avo mafrachal yaval yad. He can do it little by little v'ochal and eat it. But you see from the braisa, you can't be mahaviv it. So Gemara says, again, Hazem Mishum Bitul Malacha. There's no Ryan from there. Maybe that price is about Bitul Malacha. Hachanami Mistavra. It makes sense that's about Bitul Malacha, and it's not about making the food better. Dizakadadach Mishum Mituke Peira. If it's about making the food sweeter, Selamai Mituke Peira Iko. It's smashing the fruit against the rock. That's going to make it taste better? So Gemara says, yeah, maybe. Iyafra Dulamamte Kvurta. Maybe it's going to become mushy and it become tasty at that time. So again, period, we don't have any Raya. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Schirus in Yud Beis Aleph, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, I'm sorry, in Yud Beis Yud, the Rambam says, "V'lo yiyu bana vo ishto mahavim bin lo hashibalim ba'or va'ochel." His children and his wife should not roast this shibalim, the wheat stalks. Obviously, not going to roast the grapes. When talking about roasting, it's about the wheat stalks. The wife and the kids shouldn't do it. The Ravid says, "Amar Avram ba'ayehi v'lo ifshita." It's an unanswered question. The question is, what is the Ravid trying to argue with on the Rambam? Usually the Ravid is clear. He bangs the Rambam over the head and says what he's arguing on. Here the Rambam just says the children shouldn't do it. Like our Gemara doesn't answer the question, so it's a bai delivshita. The Ravid says, no, it's a bai delivshita. So what's the Ravid trying to argue with on the Rambam? So the way it is understood, the Lecha Mishnah says, the Ravid seems to be saying that why doesn't the Rambam say that once it's eaten, let's say if his wife did it, then he ate it, then he doesn't have to pay back. Maybe that's what the Ravid is arguing with. Why does the Rambam say it shouldn't be done l'chatchila? He should even add that if it was done, it's still a suffering, and therefore you don't have to pay back. That's the question according to the Lecha Mishnah. What if that's the question of the Ravid? How does the Rambam answer? So says the Eben Azel, says the Vissa Zalman, maybe it's based on another Rambam. The Rambam paskins, this halacha, as we know, we learned in the previous parak about She'ila B'Bailim. If a Shoel and a Mashiel have a complex relationship, a Shoel borrows something, but at that time the Mashiel is also working for him, so that's called She'ila B'Bailim, and the Torah says Pater. even though the shoal is so chayiv, even an onsin, but she'ila b'bayilim, we discussed this a couple weeks ago, when is that determined by the shas kabbalas hashmira? She'ila b'bayilim is pater. The Rambam paskins, suffix she'ila b'bayilim, chayiv. There's a case of a suffix, you're not sure on the dates, you're not sure if he was working for him at the time, so then that is chayav l'shalim. And the question that the Achronim asked on the Rambam is, since the Rambam said, kivan she pasak she pshia b'bayilim pater memela b'suffix she'ila b'bayilim, he says that even in the case of, he says in a case of pshia. Let's say the shoal was posheya, and maybe there was she'ila b'bayilim, you still chayav to pay. Suffix she'ila b'bayilim by a case of pshia is chayav to pay. That's the Rambam in Hilchos She'ilah B'Kadon Beis Ches. So the question on the Rambam is, Kivan Shepasak, this is Zalman talking, Kivan Shepasak Shepshia B'Bailim Patur. If the Rambam says, if you're Poshe, if you knew She'ilah B'Bailim, if you knew that it was the, you have the Patur, you're Patur, so also Savik She'ilah B'Bailim, it should be a stake of the Dina, and he should be Patur. Why should he have to pay? Why should he have to pay? So to answer that question, explains the Eben Azel, based on a Magen Mishnah, explains the Eben Azel, and that is, when do you apply the principle of Sveik of the Dina's Patur? That's only if the Torah is machadesh a chiyuv, and therefore you don't know whether the Torah is machadesh or not, so speak of the din, you say pater. But if really misvara, you would say chayiv. And then the Torah says, gzeras akasav, your pater, and you have a speak of the dina, then you're going to say chayiv. Speak of the dina is only if misvara, you would say pater. But, says Revisa Zalman, if misvara, you would say chayiv, and the Torah comes up with a new gzeras akasav that you're pater, so in that case you would say safek. In this case, pshia, we say you're chayiv. Even in this case, it's tzavik she'ilah b'bayilim. So says the Risa Zalman here too. Really, the worker should be able to work here. He should be able to work. So therefore, the Rambam says, okay, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Let me read it from the Risa Zalman. You're not sure if the Paul is allowed to do this. So therefore, he shouldn't eat it, misafek. Right? Because you're not sure. That's a lachatchila. But even if he eats it, he should be chayiv to pay. Because the Torah is machadesh this chiv. Misvar, you would say, the Torah is machadesh this heter. Otherwise, you would say that it's your stuff. Why should we be able to eat it? The Torah is machadesh this heter. So the Torah is going against the svara meikara. And therefore, it says, if it's a zalman, if the Paul eats it, he would have to pay. He would have to pay in this case where his wife would prepare it because it's going against, the Torah was going against the svara meikara. So that is Rav Issa Zalman comparing it to the case of safek she'ela b'bayla. Okay, now let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Paul and Shaya Odrin b'te'enim, if workers are being oder, right, they're all lashonos of gathering, all the following lashonos, right, they're gathering the figs. V'goldrin b'tzmarim, dates. V'bochim b'anavim, grapes. V'moskim b'zeisim alos, harayilu oklim b'turim. In all these cases, they're allowed to eat, and they are patur from taking off maestros, and they're patur from paying. Shatur zifsalam, the Torah gave it to them. B'pitam, if it's their bread, lo yochlu elam kein notlu rishos mibalabayis. If it's their bread, they shouldn't dip it in because until they get rishos. Why? Rashi says because this is going to be megara the appetite, and therefore they're going to eat a lot from it. So therefore, they're not allowed to do it. But lo yispos b'malafi yochal, and you can't dip it in salt. And Rashi says, we assume, this is similar to the case that we asked before about hivhuv, and that is we're making the food better, and it should be aser. So you see from here, it should be aser. The Gemara's comparing it. It's not asking about Hivu, but it's saying, isn't this luxury paper and it's usher? So Gemara says, no, melech vadai kanam v'davar achar dami. No, can't compare it to salt. This is, again, is taking an external item and affecting it. You're taking the salt and trying to affect it. Our question before is still unanswered. We're just asking about Hivu. You just burn it. Just burn it. Is that going to be usher? But the Gemara now asks, once we brought up the salt, you can't dip it in salt, the worker's not allowed to, for a minu. But the Brisa says, asokar zapol la'ader, ulakash kesh tachal azesim, if I hire a worker to work under the olives, harizet lo yochal, he cannot eat. Sacharo livsar, if I, because that's not Gemara Malacha, it's not ready yet. Sacharo livsar, if I hired him to gather, sacharo limsok, sacharo lalaki, to gather, I mean, harizet yochal, then he can eat, because that's Gemara Malacha, upater shatar zikzalahen. Katzatz, achas, katzatz, go with Rashi's pshat here. Tosafot calls a different pshat, but Rashi's pshat. If I explicitly made a tanai, Rashi says, that I'm allowed to eat, I'm gonna ask, I didn't rely on what the Torah says, but I made a specific tanai that I'm working for you, I'm going to get to eat it. So then, that's like, as we said yesterday, it's like a mekach. It's like a sale. I'm doing this for you and you're giving this to me. It's not that I'm just relying on the heter of the Torah. So then, achaz achaz yochal. I could eat one by one. But shtayim shtayim lo yochal. When you eat two by two, you're already being machshavit. And we already say, ktitza, if you specified, it's like a mekach. So therefore, it's going to be koveah for maisris. V'sovit melav yochal, but you're allowed to dip it in the salt. But you see, dipping in the salt is okay. So, hi, what is that last line going on? Ilema seifa, if it's going on the seifa that says that if you were kotzes, you could eat one by one and not two by two. Kivan the katzatz called hechi the boy lecha. One minute, if he says I'm doing whatever I want, so then he lechora he has the heter also to take off my sus, because he can eat it however he wants. So this is the line about you dipping it in salt. Of course, he can do whatever he wants. A lot of rishos must be talking about it in the rishon in the first case. On the Resha, that he was not kotzeitz, and you see from there that you're allowed to dip it in salt. So Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Alokasha, kan ba'aretz kan b'chutz la'aretz." There's a difference. Ba'aretz kavas svita. In Eretz Yisrael, the salting itself is koveya for ma'isrus. That's machshivit, and therefore the worker is not allowed to eat it. But chutz la'aretz lo kavas svita. But in chutz la'aretz, the salting is not koveya. Amar Rava. Rava says, "One minute. Mi'ika midi ba'aretz kavas svita midaraisa." Do you ever have a case where in Eretz Yisrael you have something that's daraisa koveya? You jump, you go from daraisa to nothing. Doesn't even go to drabanan. It's hard to have such extremes. So Rava says you're right. Bein baris bein mechutz laaretz. Wherever you are, chado lo kavasvita. If it's only one by one, then salting it is not koveya. Tarti kavasvita two is koveya, and it's a problem. Katzatz, but if you specified bein safas bein lo safas, achas achas ochel shtayim shtayim lo yochal. If you specified, so it doesn't matter. Even if you didn't put into salt, it's still going to be usher by two. Lo katzatz v'lo safas. If you didn't specify, you didn't salt it. Ochel shtayim shtayim. They can even eat two by two because that's just the heter of the Torah. There's no kfiya. Safas achas achas ochel. If you salted after not being kotzatz, you didn't specify. There's no issue of mekach, so you can eat one by one. Shtayim shtayim lo yochal because the salting gives it a kfiya. The avakavdol, not the rishus mi'balabayis, and even though you took rishus from the balabayis to eat, to eat balu the ma'aser v'kavas fita, because the salting itself is kofer for ma'aseris, you took rishus to eat it. You didn't take rishus to take off ma'aseris, so therefore you have to deal with that issue. So the Gemara just finishing up. Atarti to kavas fita minalan. Why do you need? Why is two koveya? What's the magic number two? So we learned it out from a pasuk. Amar matzah amar krok, he kipped some amir gorna. So you see, it's a double lashon. So that's how you know two is already considered a gorin, it's already considered a chashiv for the chiyuv and maisris, and that's why it would be a problem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we get into a couple of shas sugyas. Amir la'akum comes up tomorrow. The discussion of achkima svasav, havi maiser or not. A couple of shas sugyas coming up. Bamsiya daf. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue.